Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Please turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
Petro umedikan tibaku.
And we will take our text from verse 8. Today we want to learn about the mind. Are you ready to learn about your mind? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave you a mind.
And
we want to learn about the mind. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter
1.
And then verse
8.
Whom having not seen, is talking about Jesus. Whom you have not seen, although you have not seen Jesus, you love him. Though now you do not see him, yet believe in. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. So although you do not see him, you are still, because you believe in him, you are joyful. Receiving the end of your faith, underline receiving. Even the salvation of your soul. So the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul. You are a believer already. And you are rejoicing with joy inexpressible. And you are looking for the ultimate. That is the salvation of your soul. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully.
So
what salvation did the prophets inquire and search carefully? Talking about the salvation of your soul. We are in verse 10 now, look into your Bible. Who prophesied of the grace that will come to you? Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that should follow. To the prophets it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which are now reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Spirit. Sent to you from heaven. Things which angels desire to look into. What are angels desiring to look into? What did prophets inquire whether that thing is about them? And what time the salvation of the soul will take place?
They
were inquiring about the salvation of your soul. Can you put your hands
together?
Something that people take for granted, some people did not take for granted at all. Prophets, when they read about the glories that will follow the crucifixion,
emra wa mo kenkan fa en mo nyama ebeba amani hunu na chi no.
And they saw that your soul was going to be freed also.
No mo hu so se wo kra no so ebefa ne ho adi no.
They said they wanted that.
Omo ka se omo pesa de no.
And so they said, what time is it going to take place?
And you know mo bisa hwehwem se mre be na sa de besi.
And God told them, no, it's not for you.
And na nyakopon ka cham se nyamo dia.
It is for us.
Eyenyenye dia.
The Bible says that angels are even looking into this.
Na Bible say asobofo po ehwehwe se omo benya san hunu mo.
So we are going to talk about a prosperous mind.
And uti e be kasa fa yedie adwene mu yedie mu.
And in the course of it, we are going to teach angels so that they understand the salvation of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about the salvation of your soul?
When it just said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there something else apart from believing in Jesus and rejoicing that you are going to heaven and you are born again? Is there another salvation which you should be receiving?
And so, and this nimdie bi oha wo se yehu. Ana se nije bi oha wo se yenya. Se wo benya nkwagie na wako osra himemu. Ehunu bi wo ho, enkwagie bi wo ho bio mu ana.
Salvation, receiving the salvation of your soul means that it's a process. It is not talking about Jesus Christ coming and you going to heaven. No. That one is an event. It's something that happened. It's a program. It will happen once. This salvation that prophets inquire, which angels are also looking, desiring to look into, it says that you are receiving it. It's a process. You receive it after you are born again.
Na san kwaje ye ye okran kwaje asema ye kai. And this is said that we for Christ na kwaje na ye prekope ya true din da bi. Na mom wo say we wu gusora wo ji. Wu gusora wo ji sa en kwaje na e ho ma wo kra no ho.
I'm going to show you from the Bible how human beings were designed by our Maker God.
Na na me ba ba kire okwan a onyankopon fa so e dan yenye di se wonipa.
And then we will look at how we should function to bring about God's kingdom on this earth.
Na ye be hwe kwan a fa se yeye ye ho nioma ana yeye nioma bi a onyame ahinie no e betumi abam asase.
So we will look at our design and our function, the biblical way we are designed and how we should function.
Na ye be kire kwan a onyame fa so bo yen ni ade a wo se yeye.
Because then we can bring about God's kingdom. God's kingdom on earth is one of abundance of all good things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must have abundance of God, all good things, and we must bring about abundance of all good things. Hallelujah. In people and in Hallelujah. Places.
Hallelujah. Na wo se yenya nipa mebusu bebrebe e wo nyame ahinie no mu na baabi biara ye beko bia nipa na ebusu wo ye mu no ye beda na di wo baabi ara.
So the kingdom and its good things, which should be in abundance, should be in people and it should be in places.
Enuti ene ya pa ebusu na dosu e wo nyame ahinie no mu e wo se e wo nipa mu na wo mia mia so.
If you know how a machine should function,
so when you send your machine, I was say yeah, Juma, and I did be a ukutana, I was say would yeah, Juma.
Then you can get more results or output from it.
And then now bet me and your home for so baby.
Otherwise, the product will be operating below capacity.
And yes, sir, they are necessary. I did not ukrano, and to me, yeah, Juma, you know, sir, they was say
taking input.
So what would you know, ma?
But not giving out as much as is expected of you.
Sa woji nioma egu wu mu na mom ne wo se fi wu mu ba no e ma se de sese e ba.
I used to have a fridge like that.
Na na me wo fridge bi ate sa.
You put it on, it will consume all the power.
Na wo di wo so a electricity wo fi onyina be jiri nyina.
We will put all the things inside but it will not freeze.
Ya de yɛde bibia bɛhyɛ fridge mu so ɛnyɛ den.
I said, take everything and put it off. It can't just take things and refuse to accomplish its purpose.
I didn't buy the fridge
for decoration. You have to freeze. In a similar way, you will be more effective in bringing God's kingdom of peace and prosperity and purity and power on this earth if you know how you are designed and how you should function.
Because
your function is to be a kingdom bringer, bringing the kingdom to people and to places. So let us start with the design of a human being. We must know that a human being is a very complex being.
Have you realized
that human beings are complex? Hey! Complex.
Complex.
We are not simple at all. Sometimes people try to simplify human beings. But that is not right.
Then so enter, sir.
We are complex in design. But it is not a negative complexity. It's a positive one. Because we are made after the image of God. God is complex. I'm telling you, God is not simple. And the things that He makes, have you realized that the things God makes, they are not simple? You even take an ant. You see that an ant is not a simple insect. Sometimes you read in the Bible about elders and people in God's presence, and they have half face of a lion, their half is like an eagle, the other face is like a human being. And I mean, very complex. Some of the creatures of heaven, they have got eyes, and the eyes are moving like that. You think that is simple?
Now, Shadi Onyamia Boni be with their call revelation and this. Or simple in four now, Bonyamia Bowamno. A buha ne fantis, Sebo, ne fantis, a boa quarry, and a cheat is a winipa. A buho hoswa, a dear when Yamia Bono. Anywhere trying to wish ya when it be brebena. A dana dandan hosa, and you wa.
If you see this heavenly creature, you may run away.
Nah, so who sa a body a year a was 3 years? Ube Johnny.
Some of the angels, they describe them, they have got 6 wings. Can you imagine it? Two, they are using it to fly. Two, it's covering something. I mean, they are very complex.
Now, what they have shown before, be no more. I'm on top and they see. Now, Bible see, I'm to me, the Bianu Catawamho, Bianu Suawane, and I'm Bianu Suetu, and Yahua.
So, you are a very complex creation.
And it's a woo on Yamia Boss from Kokra.
You are a spirit who has a soul and a body.
We are so suman, and what a cra, and in the pedia.
And we've been speaking about the soul.
Now, Yasha says, Yaka suffer or cra.
We've said that apart from the spirit being delivered or saved, your soul should be saved as well.
Now, Yaka says, we soon soon be young and quangiano, we cra no so, and he has said, young and quangi.
We have said that this salvation of your soul is the prayer of Jesus Christ.
Now, you catch that, say, and quite there was a winner, the man crown, and you yes, some pipe.
Because the salvation of your soul will lead to kingdomization of the earth.
Now, so we've been young, quite jam our crown, and Bemo and Yamia Hindia Naya cannot be muswampa.
And his burden is the kingdom coming on earth. That is his yoke.
Now, yes, so, ne how Cassian say.
So his prayer is that you will be saved to the uttermost. You will have the salvation of your soul so that the kingdom can then come.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, the soul is made up of the will, the mind and the emotion.
Okra na wo wo no enoma miensa na bom na ya okra wo pe wadwene ene wonkate de.
We have spoken about the will or your desires, your interests and your passions.
Na wotwe etwemu no ye kasafa wo pe ene ho.
Now we are looking at a prosperous mind.
Ene ye be kasafa adwene no ho.
That will enable you to bring about what God has ordained for humanity.
Now
I'm going to use two illustrations to help you to understand your design. I will use a home, a typical home illustration and a workplace illustration. And I want you to indulge me. Because very soon I'll preach to you. Let's take the home illustration first. In a typical home, we have the father, the mother, and a child or children.
Say
that's a typical home.
Say
now the father is the spirit. The mother is the soul. And the children are the body. The father is the spirit of the home. Sometimes when your father is not around, because he's the spirit of the home, you cannot put a finger on anything, but you know that something is missing. That is why we must minister to people who come from homes where the father is not there, because if you do not have the spirit of the home, you see that there is something amiss. You pray all the prayers, you do everything, but there is something you can't put a finger on, because the old man has traveled or the old man is no more.
Yeah.
And the mother is the soul. So the soul of the home is the mother. The soul is close to the spirit and close to the body, in between the spirit and then the body.
We
will speak a little more about that. And the child is the body. That is what you should take care of. Because if you destroy your body, your spirit will run away. Yeah. Anytime somebody destroys his body, the spirit leaves. So your body guarantees your tomorrow.
ẹnu na si họ kyerẹ wọ daachi ni ẹ bẹ yẹ.
Of the spirit, soul and body, the most complex is the soul or the matter.
Na sunsun ọkra ẹni nipadua no ni ẹhun yẹ hun ti kakra ẹ yẹ ọkra no.
The most complex personality in the entity we call the home is the matter.
Na ni ọwọ mu a ẹhun asam kan wọ sẹ ni ẹti no ẹ yẹ maame no.
Because it's divided into three.
Esanse maame no ya che ni mu miensa.
Divided into the will, the mind and the emotions.
Na ọkra no ya che ni mu wo adwene wo pe ene nkatide mu.
We are all fearfully and wonderfully made, complex as human beings, both males and female. But the woman is very complex.
What a shock. Now I say, won't say yen yina wanyamia boy asronko de. Wanyamia boy asaye yangwangwa fwa yehu yehu. Ne mum abani de. Ne nyoma ye ene ne bobia no eyesronko.
Now using the same home illustration.
Na yedi fie na egusua ye nchechemu no.
The world is the father.
Openu ene eja no.
We are looking at the soul now. The soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotions. On top of the three is the will. And that is the father. The will is in charge. And broadly controls the mind and the emotions. Are you aware of that?
Now with him, sir.
That your will is in charge of your mind and your emotions.
Sir, what panel and a chilawa dream and one katidia na.
That according to your will, you can decide that I will not show the emotion of anger.
Now one kasa wopebunuba to me a kasa me mami boofu.
So somebody can infuriate you, but if you decide that I will not be angry and I will show love by an act of your will, you will show the love.
And not to be to me a can wo womu wa wupemu se. Me mami boofu da. Obebe tumi ashe weni brese den. Ne mama san se we jina wa upe musa uma ubunfunti ubunfu.
So that is the rule of the will. Is it like the father in charge and decides what the mind should even give itself to?
Enu ti openu ye sronku neja ti se ja. Na openu ne chire adia adwene no ene nkatede no enye.
Now we come to the second component of the soul, the mind.
Na adia tusu mienu wo okra no mu ne ye wadwene.
Using the home illustration, the mind is the mother.
Adwene no ye difie toto ho adwene no ene maame no.
The mind runs things like a mother on daily basis.
Na maame no na ohwe manioma eye se de ye.
Titus 2 verse 4 to 5 tells us that the woman or the wife must be domestically inclined in the Greek.
Na sa wo hwe Titus nwoma na wo se maame no e wo se oyo obi a ne san no otumi di ye adwuma.
So the mind executes things, carries out things. The will is carried out. What the father wants, the one who does the day-to-day running of the show is the mother.
Enuti eja ne pe no wo ho na mom ne obehwe se efie ne dan ne dan nyoma ebeto ye no eye ena no.
Now the emotion are the children.
Na enkate de no eja ho mankwala no.
They broadly follow.
Omo de ne omo maami ne omo papa beka no omo de akire.
They mirror the state of the will and the mind. The emotion will always follow the will and then the mind.
Na enkate de no ne adwene ne opene beye no enu na obedi akire.
Like your children, they just mirror you. If you look at them, you see that this is my child, because he looks like you and she looks like you and he behaves like you, and whatever atmosphere you create, that is how come they carry it out. So the emotion, they are the children. They just follow the will and then the mind. If you can tackle and have a prosperous will, and you can tackle and have a prosperous mind, I tell you what, your life and your character will be different.
Yes. Na ayan kati dia no ni opene ni adwene no beka beye no eno na kati dia ni dia cha sa abofra nkwale wo fie otumi wa kwale se wo semene ni ye ene ni nipesu ni ban no e kire se akwale me ba eno ti se wo betumi agina wo peso ene wa adwene so edisua ene na won katide no so ebedi akire sa.
Now I want you to indulge me as I use their workplace illustration. Because in a typical workplace, you have the board of directors, you have the CEO, and then you have the workforce or the laborers.
Board of directors, CEO, board of
okay. Now, this workplace illustration goes like this. The board of directors, they are the spirit. That is the spirit of a man. They are in charge of formulation of the mission and broad policies. And whatever God wants that you do in your life, His point of contact is your human spirit. He will put His vision in there. He will put His policies in there. He will put His intention in there. And you have a responsibility to do something about it, I'll show you.
And nuti, so when you meet person where you be, onu usunsum ne nyankita hudie, odena dwene ni ne trimpo, ne hyehyeye ebeka usunsum no, ama usu wa hu onyame adwene ni bi.
Now, the CEO or management in the workplace is the soul.
Na say ye ka CEO na say manager, omu adwuma mu a enu gya ho ma okra no.
Who is in charge of the day-to-day realization of the mission? The soul is the mother. Don't forget.
Na, oya okra no ana CEO no. Ono no ahwe se adwuma eya dada adwuma ye beye mania. Ya hyehye se ye benya ne se adwuma no. Omo hwe ma ye ye.
Now the workforce or the laborers, they are the body.
Na adwuma fo ne nyina agira ho ma ne pedua no.
The first people that you see when you get there.
Na krofo edi kan ya ubehu ansana ubehu oma ansana wahu obi aye adwuma
ye. Mirroring the CEO in the function.
Ah omo da CEO no ho adi wo na omo adwuma omo ye mu.
Now finally.
Ye chato.
Breaking the soul down into the will, the mind and the emotions.
Na se ye bubu wo kra no mu no sumunti e.
Using the workplace illustration. The world equals the board of directors. They take the final decision. The mind is the CEO. Or the boss. He executes and carries out. The emotion is the workforce.
He
just mirror the CEO in function. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the mother and the CEO translates the intentions of God through your spirit and your will into practical reality.
And Nuti, I catch yourself a crano, or Jahoma, mammy, see, was with Jahoma, mammy. Now, Juma, why, and say, so monkey Tahudia, when Yami and Nedino, or crano, and a bubumu, ma econ, dani, da, said there was a way.
Now, if you are writing anything, write this one down.
So, what should be a true way?
The mind is the mother of your life.
Copies of these and other messages and books, call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church on the Mpatado Anaji Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's International School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. www.ericwarden.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.